She sure is. Why, this morning...
Monty, will you please tell me what Lulu May said?
Oh, well, she kidded me about being jealous, if you must know.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yourself. Lulu May always kids me about being jealous. I'm not. I know she loves me, but if she gets a kick out of thinking I'm jealous...
And wanting every man for herself...
Well, what's wrong with that?
Monty, that tall, dark bird who knew your name is Pete Tonelli. A man we're watching very closely. The federal government is interested in him, too.
What for?
Well, we don't know who a certain black market operator is, but we know that Pete Tonelli is after him. So when Tonelli strikes, we strike. But your worry is the story going around that Pete Tonelli asked Lula May for a dance. Lula May said yes. You grabbed her and threatened to kill Pete Tonelli, but Pete promised he'd get you first.
What?
Yes. Monty, I can see now, and you can too, that the story is so ridiculous it couldn't have been started by anybody in this world but Lula May.
Doggone it.
That's putting it mildly.
Doggone it. I just got the advertising of the Fremont Milk Company. Old Fremont's such a pious bird, he'd take his account away if he ever heard a story like this. It's $250,000 worth of business, too. Oh, great Scott.
Huh? What?
Old Fremont's niece is with Lula May right now, Dorothy Fremont.
What?
She doesn't know New York very well, and Lula May is